Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Sarah, and this is the Listener and Reddit Story episode of the Whispering Woods podcast. I've got three stories to share on today's episode. One is a listener story, and then I've got two Reddit stories, so I'll get straight into it. And this story is from the lovely Jen. Hello, Sarah and Toby. I have a story for you. Hope you like it. I call it The Booms. My story took place in the autumn of 2001 in Sacramento, California. At the time, I lived with my now husband, Damon, in a house that was about 100 years old. We lived in the attic, which was an enormous room with a ceiling that came to a point directly in the middle of the room and very high up. This was simply the inside of the roof, as there was no insulation. Our flatmates lived in the flat downstairs, which consisted of the kitchen, the bathroom, three bedrooms, and another flight of stairs that led to the front porch. From the porch, there was a separate entrance to an entirely separate flat that was ground level. This mundane description is relevant to the telling of my story. To sum it up, below the attic room where we lived were two stories of old, creepy house, and above, only a very steep, pyramid-like roof. For the previous 18 months, I'd been living with Damon in that house, with many other people, where he had lived for many years. For the record, he had experienced many spooky things in this attic room of his, prior to moving to Sacramento to be with him. I'd lived alone for about 5 years, so you can imagine how excited I was when we decided to get our own little place. No flatmates, just Damon and I. One night, I was home alone packing, preparing to move. Damon wasn't home, and neither was anybody else. Even the ground floor flat was empty. Just me, at the top of this big, old, dark house. I had the television on for company. Boxes everywhere. Then, boom, I heard and felt a boom that was so large and so forceful, it shook the floor. It came from an area of the attic floor, which would have been roughly above one of the bedrooms downstairs. The only way I can describe the sheer size of the boom is as if someone picked up something with a large, flat surface, like a cocktail table, and just rammed it against the ceiling downstairs. But to be able to hold a piece of furniture and have the strength to thrust it up and against the ceiling with that much force, nobody could do that. I literally just stood, staring at the floor, with all sorts of thoughts going through my mind as to how a sound like that could happen. Someone must have come home, I thought. I went downstairs to see who was home and what that boom was. I went down the attic stairs, opened the attic door, and was looking out into complete darkness. Nobody was home, and I was now very near to the source of the boom. I closed the attic door, locked it, and went back up the stairs to the attic. I looked at the floor where the boom had been. Boom! Again. This time, the boom was just slightly closer to me now. I began to panic. But before I could react, boom! Almost under my feet now. I was absolutely terrified. I grabbed the phone and crawled under our computer desk. Boom! Directly under me. I was frantic. I called Damon's friend's house and they answered. I was crying and said something to them. I guess I tried to explain what was happening. They weren't too far away and they said they'd be over in about 10 minutes. I didn't want to hang up, but these were landlines. I stayed under the desk. No boom, since the one that was directly under me. And then the most ridiculously impossible thing happened. Another boom. On the roof. I can't emphasise how impossible this is. Nobody could even stand on that roof without safety equipment, and it was very steep. I know there were one or two more booms on the roof, and then I heard the front door. It was Damon and two of his friends. I was so relieved. I explained what had happened, and they looked all over the attic, opened the windows and looked outside. Went downstairs and looked around there, nothing at all. And they confirmed for me that I was indeed the only person home in the entire house. The worst part was knowing that they had to go back to the friend's house and continue working on what they'd been doing. I was going to be alone again. They offered to have me come with, but I had so much packing to do. They left and promised to turn every light on their way out. I sat on our little couch, which faced the television, and unfortunately, the back of the couch faced the bulk of the attic space. Ugh, the air was so thick. I feel stupid admitting this. But I looked up at the ceiling and yelled, "Leave me alone." Right then, how do I put this? A rush of energy came through me from the back. It was so intense, I arched my back and gasped, and it went out the front of me. It almost tickled, sort of. It took my breath away for a moment, though, and then nothing. It was over. Nothing else happened that night. I've always believed that whatever was in that attic was very fond of Damon, and it was angry at me for causing him to move. And it was letting me know. That's what occurred to me then, 23 years ago, and it still seems to fit. Thanks for hearing my story. And thank you so much for sending it, Jen. I loved it. I can imagine how terrified you must have been in the house alone. I don't get that opportunity that often, but I know that I'm kind of so much more aware of my surroundings when I am. When the boys aren't here. So I can't imagine just hearing loud bangs like that and knowing that nobody else is around. I'm glad that your friend's house and Damon weren't too far away. I think I would have just left. Grabbed my mobile, run down the street and rang Watch. If that happened to me, because, yeah, I can't imagine, but I loved it. Thank you so much for sending it through. And on to our second story. This is from MolesBear91. Thank you so much for letting us share your story, MolesBear. I have a question that I've always wanted to discuss and talk openly about. But nobody in my circle seems to have gone through anything similar. So I'm now in my 30s, and for the most part, forget. And don't think about this weird time. But every now and again, I have a few hours of obsessing over it. This might be a little long. When I was a small girl, we would spend every weekend at my grandma and granddad's home. My mum was an only child, so it was only me and my brothers, no cousins, which made us very close to our grandparents, me and my four brothers. I was the only girl. We'd all go on a Friday night, but on Saturday, my brothers would leave and I would stay until Sunday night. It was mainly when they left that this would happen to me. I would get severely depressed. I need you to remember, I was only around 6 years old. Like a weird knot in my tummy and a horrid black cloud that made me feel sick. My grandparents were wonderful and kind and doting. Their house. It was their house. I would think about dying all the time whilst I was there and have actual panic attacks where I would jump out of bed and run to the landing and scream for my grandma. I had my own bedroom and it felt like there was something awful in there. I need to make it clear how when I was at my mother's home, I never felt like this. I never experienced anything like this anywhere else. My grandparents' bathroom was opposite their bedroom, and sometimes, when I would leave the bathroom, I would see water dropping from the doorframe. I would watch a few drops, and I'd touch the carpet to see if it was wet. Never was. I've tried to catch the droplets and watch them fall onto my hands, only to find them dry. I was so scared in that house that I couldn't bring myself to flush the toilet because of the noise. I was certain something would happen to me whilst the noise of the flush was filling the room. It got so bad that I started asking my mum to come home first thing Saturday morning because the depression and awful dark feeling in the base of my tummy got too much. I would think about going from Wednesday onwards. I would worry about it and fret. I loved seeing my grandparents when they came to our home, and the dark, bleak presence of their home never followed them. Years later, my grandma got very sick and they relocated to a bungalow. Since losing them both, I've driven past the house and I don't get any feeling now. I wonder what this was, and would just be interested in talking to anyone who has ever experienced anything like this. Oh, Moles Bear, that's an really sad story, because I imagine that you must have felt so torn, wanted to see your grandparents, but just couldn't face whatever was in the house. I'm glad that, you know, it didn't follow them about, and that when they moved, there was no sign of whatever it was. I've heard other stories about water, you know, like rain inside a house. I think it was a paranormal witness episode. And this young man was in there, and that, I can't really remember it, but it would just rain inside. It's really quite bizarre. It's a shame we couldn't, like, get a bit of it and test it and see what it was. But then I guess if it disappeared, that wasn't going to work either. But you poor thing, I can just imagine you imagine a six-year-old little girl just feeling terrified to go to her grandparents' house. And it's not on at all. Thank you so much for letting us share that story. I really appreciate it. Right, so we'll get on to the third and final story, and this one is from Mulligan is Dog. Thank you so much for letting us share your story. I really appreciate it. True story from 6 to 7 years ago, when I was working as a security guard at a conservation area just outside city limits. It was the middle of the day, broad daylight. I was hanging out at the front gatehouse with some other staff just killing time. I saw that there was a lone male rider approaching the gatehouse from the access road. He was completely shirtless, wearing only black pants and shoes, and he was on a black BMX. The rider then proceeded past the gatehouse in the exit lane. Bypassing the drop-down security gate, I got in my work truck and drove out to stop him and get him to turn around and pay. I caught up to him a fair ways past the gate and requested that he pulled over. At first, he just ignored me and continued to pedal towards the centre of the park. He was a weird-looking guy, but not totally out of the usual. I just remember he was very clean, no tattoos, no scars, no visible dirtiness, and not even any noticeable body hair. He was skinny, maybe 25 to 30 years old. He wore only black, which included his blacked-out BMX. Eventually he pulled over, and I spoke to him from the vehicle. He was very belligerent, and clearly didn't want to hear it from me. He eventually turned himself around, but not after saying some weird stuff like God and prophecies. I can't recall exactly what. I followed him out, keeping a relative distance. We passed the gatehouse, through the exit lane again, and continued onto the access road. I remembered that at some point on the access road, the rider got off his bike, raised both his hands to the sun, and started chanting something while doing a little dance with his hip. I just watched at this point, as it was a little humorous, albeit strange. The rider then got back on the bike and left without further incident. I didn't get his name, and none of the staff at the gatehouse recognised him. So no one ever identified who he was. I thought the interaction was definitely weird, but I didn't think anything else of it until I went to check the gatehouse surveillance. There were 3 cameras at the gatehouse. One watches the front access road, one watches the exit lane, and one watches the rear access road past the gatehouse. The rider would have entered the view of all 3 cameras, except we never once saw him. Every single camera experienced a technical malfunction at the exact same moment the rider entered the frame. The cameras literally froze in sequence as the rider entered, and then resumed like nothing happened as soon as the rider exited the frame. This occurred on the way back as well. This was the first time I've seen the gatehouse cameras do something like that. And we have vehicles constantly exiting, passing the gatehouse at faster rates of speed than he was going. So I doubt that speed was a contributing factor to the tech issues. I truly have no idea what happened, but we were never able to get a photo of the guy, and no one ever saw him again.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites.
So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That story is just so unsettling. I can't quite put my finger on it, but it disturbed me. I'm not really sure what to think of it. Was he putting some kind of spell, you know, as he left that messed the cameras up? Because that kind of what it sounds like. But just the kind of oddness of him without anything on his body. Like, we all have scars and warts and whatever. Not saying that I've got warts, of course. But it's like a baby, isn't it, otherwise? Like, you have that sort of unblemished skin. You only see that on a baby, really. Because we're out in the sun, you know. We're just, like, weird. Such a weird, uncomfortable story. So they've all been three really good stories. And thank you so much again to everyone who's let us share them. And to Jen for sending that in. You are amazing. I love your stories. And that's it for this week. We will be back again on Monday. I'll be back with Toby for another main episode. Have a good weekend, all. Take care, everyone.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.